HarperCollins presents Love on the Menu by Mimi Deb, read by Krupa Patani and Andrew Futaishi. Chapter 1. The Party. Gia.
What is she wearing?
Weirdo. Velvet is so last year.
Bet you 50 quid she'll burst through those seams before the night ends.
Obviously misread the dress code or missed the memo.
Theatre Smart or Cabaret? Or Cirque du Soleil? Or Bjork?
Who the fuck is Bjork?
Blah, blah, blah.
I should have wiped the seat and sat on the gold lid when I had the chance. Instead, I'm stuck on tiptoes, as I've been for the last 7 minutes, balancing my hip with my left hand while my right bunches the edges of my velvet dress into a giant scrunchie, as my black and gold sparkly tights inch, roll by roll, treacherously down my thighs. It's not that I lack experience. I mean, squatting is a technique I mastered in my formative years. But staying still in cutoffs and rubber slippers is an entirely different proposition to stilettos in a bodycon dress, especially when you're stuck inside a cubicle while a bevy of bitches rant about you by the sinks. As they continue to apply coats of mascara and gloss, the walls lean more and more into my shoulders. Thank God for the lavender squirters pinned on either side. Outside, a phone rings, and the gossip trickles to a faint murmur just like it does when our boss, Juliet, steps out of her office and takes the long route to the kitchen for espresso shots. She only indulges in caffeine when trouble looms. It's probably her now, calling to ensure everyone is en route to the Christmas party. She can be rather anal about time, and for once, I'm glad of it. This should get them going and allow me to escape out of this damn cubicle. I hear a pouch being zipped shut, but the phone continues to ring. Are they whispering now? I can't be sure. The damn phone just rings on and on, bouncing off the walls and echoing into the silence. Why doesn't someone just answer it? At least put it on silent. Juliet can be unreasonable, but this is getting a bit ridiculous. And yes, my thighs are growing numb and my calves are begging to give way. There's a light flashing on my face now, but I can't find the source. The door is opaque, and around me is nothing but white walls and a white ceiling. And then, I spot it. My neon bag. It hangs off the hook in front of me, and blue light flashes through it. I don't move. I probably can't, anyway. I continue to stare at my bag in horror. No wonder it wouldn't stop. All this while, the phone ringing on and on was mine. I turn it off quickly, but obviously it's too late. By now, the bitches will be under no doubt that I've been spying on them from the inside. If only they would leave and save me the humiliation, but I know better. This is a chance they won't miss. There is silence from the other side of the door. Clearly, they want me to make the first move. I can always pretend I didn't hear them. I definitely don't want awkwardness at the party, and maybe this dress is a bit much. The waif-like sales girl had badgered me to size up, and when I obliged, she had commented how curvy women are so on trend. Everyone is entitled to an opinion, right? The bitches are understandably frustrated to have to spend the Friday before Christmas with their co-workers travelling down the Thames on a boat. Well, I made my mess, and now I'd better swim out of it, which in itself is ironic, considering I can't swim. I pull the flush, start rolling up my tights, and straighten myself, steadying my breath until the cistern trickles to a complete stop. The moment I step out, all eyes fix on me. I pretend not to notice and walk to the nearest sink. From the corner of my eye, I see their stares turn puzzled, even more so when I start humming a tune. They exchange glances, willing someone to break the silence, so I take my shot and flick my hair back dramatically. Didn't realize anyone was still here. I thought everyone would have left for the party by now, I say, before removing the AirPods one by one and slowly from my ears.
Why are you still here?
Nelly asks, drawing out each word. The pod still in my open hand, I think of a believable response, but I don't need to because Haley chimes in.
I love your dress.
Haley and Nelly are two-thirds of the dynamic sales trio at Claret Studio, a media company that promises inventive, creative solutions to big brands. I even built my fantasy on that bitch, grabbing a bowl of organic oats before Ubering into work, where I create ingenious ideas with my Red Beats wireless headphones fastened on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?